Kōrena, happy Monday. Happy nearly June is over. Happy nearly July is starting. Oh, I do love a new month. I don't know, I'm into new. I've always been a new girl. I like a new year. I like a new month. I like a new journal. I like a new shoe. You know, the possibilities are endless, aren't they, when you open a new journal. Or, you know, when something's new. And when I remember at school, even when I was quite young, getting a new lined refill, fuck, it just filled me with joy. Not a half-old lined refill. You know, when the end's got a bit doggy and shit, but a brand new lined refill. Oh, my God. It's just a brand new pad of paper. I like new things. So there you go. We get a new thing. We've had a new moon last week, and now we've got a new month. And it's the middle of the year, and it's my birthday month. So, you know, July, it's all about me. Because why not, right? Now, this week, I've just been sitting here with my planner, and I really love the quote in the planner this week, which is a Thich Nhat Hanh quote, who's an incredible Master Thai. He was a Buddhist monk. I think he died about two years ago. And extraordinary. I love his books. He writes the best books. If you're looking for really lovely, beautiful, deep simplicity in wisdom, Thich Nhat Hanh, it's thick, which is not thick as in you're a bit thick, mate, but thick, which is T-H-I-C-H, Nhat, N-H-A-T, and then Ha, which is H-A-N-A. My Vietnamese is not that very good, but, you know, I'm sure Thich Nhat Hanh is kind of how you say it. And I love the quote, in the, for those of you who don't have the planner, it's on page 186 for this week, and it says, "My actions are my only true belongings. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are the ground on which I stand." Don't you love that? Now, to me, that just talks about, I love that the most. The reason I put that in the planner is because taking responsibility for your choices and recognizing that the choices you make, you live by, is like my whole fucking MO, right? I love it. I love it. Personal responsibility. I'm like, you know, people, I'm so done with people whinging and bitching about their lives and going on and on. And I'm like, yeah, and it was a fucking decision. All right? You made the decision. And yes, we all make decisions that we wish we hadn't, or we make decisions and go, fuck, in hindsight, that wasn't smart or whatever. But we have to live in the consequences of our decisions, right? And I really like that first line of, my actions are my only true belongings, because, you know, we think that our belongings are like our stuff. And, you know, I like a bit of stuff. Spent the weekend getting rid of some stuff. Got quite a lot of fucking belongings. But actually, all of these material possessions are very temporary. And really what matters is our actions. That's what that quote says to me. So what matters is what you do, not what you have. And I spent a lot of time collecting shit because I honestly, honestly, hand on heart, thought that the more shit I had, the better I would be. And it's not true. There we go. You're hearing it first. It's just not true. And what happens is you end up with so much stuff that you end up being stressed about the stuff, trying to manage the stuff. The stuff doesn't work. The stuff doesn't work. What works is who you are. That's what works. That's what the world wants from you. The world wants you to just be you. And when you just be you, it doesn't matter if you've got any fucking stuff or not. Now, I still like stuff. I'm not going to get all Buddhist and get rid of my possessions, I promise. But I'm definitely in a space of my life where I want and need less stuff. Just don't care. You know, something's going to be pretty fucking miraculous now for me to buy it because I've got a lot of stuff. You know, this is not my first, excuse me, this is not my first rodeo, is it? No, been there, done that. Seen the shoes, bought the scarves, looked at the frocks, right? I know about the antiques. I've been and seen a lot of fucking things, so I have to be pretty into something these days because I don't need all this shit. So anyway, that could be a part of getting old. I'm not sure. But I really like the idea of that. So my consequences and my actions are what I'm interested in. And what are the consequences of your actions? And I've always been very strategic, even as a kid, where I think, oh, if I do this, what will happen? Now, I noticed my brother, if he said, if I do that, nothing, he didn't think about what happened. He just did it. So he was kind of had that boy impulsiveness. And I see that in some people. They go, oh, and I'm like, well, what did you think was going to fucking happen? Right? You do that. You didn't think it through. And people don't think through. I've always gone into strategy like, if I do this, what could happen? What could be the worst case scenario? Am I okay with that? What would that look like? Like, I'm quite calculated in my stuff when I think, and then I go, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. Because once I've had a little look at the worst case, I go, I can live with it. Now, I can live with a lot of worst cases, right? Because I'm pretty risky and pretty brave. So when you're risky and brave, it's like, yeah, fuck, what's the worst? What's the worst? Right? Even, you know, what's the worst that can happen? I die. Ooh, died before, right? Not scared. So anyway, I'm sort of like, whatever. But I do like to think through things. I do like to go, so if I do that, what will happen? And something I'm really big on at the moment is the consequences of what will my future self want. So if I did an extra hour of exercise a week, how would my 60-year-old self feel about that? Fucking wrapped, I reckon. I reckon she'll be doing a bloody cartwheel, if she could, about how pleased she is with me doing stuff for my future self. And so I go, oh, I'm not going to drink alcohol tonight because I want to sleep. And if I have a glass of wine, I can't sleep. So fuck that, because Monday Lisa wants Sunday Lisa to have slept. Do you know? What I do today impacts Tuesday. And I think when you think about life in that frame, it really helps you make good decisions. Because if you go, well, I want to have a flat stomach on Thursday, then maybe don't have whipped cream or dairy or whatever puffs your tummy up on Wednesday. Well, it's not that hard, is it? So anyway, I like the idea of that. So this week I'm getting organized because it's a new month and I always like to think, the possibilities are endless. And I'm starting a new challenge with myself because I've got a bit slack in my mornings. I've had a really hectic, crazy kind of May and June. And some of my sort of little routines have slipped. And it takes me about an hour to get my shit together in the morning. Like an hour, I can be out of the house. I could be out of the house earlier, but it takes about an hour for me to eat something, wash something, you know, wear something. But just the basics, just get up, eat something, have a coffee, find something to wear, bloody have a shower, all that shit, shower, shampoo, all that stuff. It takes about an hour. But I've got a commitment to myself I've made as of last night. I had a little ceremony with myself, had a candle and everything. And the ceremony is that I'm going to get up 2 hours before I need to go anywhere so that I've got my hour to get myself ready, which is obvious what I need. But I've got another hour to do my stretching, my yoga, and my meditation, because that is becoming very important to me. And so I'm going to make sure I've got a whole hour for my DSP, my daily spiritual practice, and spiritual being physical as well as spiritual. So it's like I don't do like hardcore exercise, but I do stretches. I do like energy opening stretches and bends and bit of Qigong, bit of Tai Chi, bit of self-massage, bit of movement, bit of meditation, it's just a lesser arrangement, you know, of what are all these little bits and bobs that I've picked up over the years, and I mush them all together into an hour. So I'm going to get very focused on that this week so that I'm going to be committed for the whole of July, because my August self is going to want me to do that. How good is that? So today I've got a lovely day with Michaela. She's got the rest of the week off because it's the school hollies, you know, the children are out. So I've got her only for Monday this week. So we've got a lot of shit to organise, but that'll be fun. And then Tuesday, I've got a very exciting new program starting, which is called Expert Accelerator. I'm really excited about that. And it's a 4-week program and the first week starts on Tuesday. So that's cool. Again, love a new thing, new program. Oh, I'm pretty excited about it. Getting my hair coloured, that'll be nice. Love hanging out. I've had the same hairdresser since I was 16. Like, can you believe that? 16. It's, 39 years together. 39 years I've been with my hairdresser. Bloody hell. Anyway, love him. So I'm going to hang out with him. That'll be so much fun on Tuesday night. And then I'm doing lots of mentoring. Wednesday and Friday is just mentoring. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. And I'm really enjoying that. I've been doing these really cool life liberation sessions. Just people going, okay, this is what's fucked and I can't get out of my hole. And I'm like, here we go. And it's so much fun. And I did 3 last week. And I just, Love them. So there are three sessions and you do, you know, 3 1-hour sessions. But the first sessions just kind of are like, where are you at? And it's quite an intuitive process around me listening and then unpacking exactly what they're trying to shift or change or alter or, you know, become. And then what are the best strategies? And sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees in your own life. And I've always used like therapists and counselors and coaches and mentors to help me when I couldn't see what I couldn't see. And I love doing that. So anyway, that's my Wednesday and my Friday. Thursday, I'm excited because I have an astrology appointment because I've got a big 55 birthday coming up this month. And so every sort of 5 years, I do an astrology session where I like to know what's going on in my stars. I do love that. So that's going to be pretty cool. I've got a 2-hour astrology reading. Isn't that indulgent and fabulous? When was the last time you just bought yourself something that was indulgent and just all about you, just fucking all about you? You know, where you got a rub, you got a massage, you booked in for some beautiful spa treatment. And I had one about a year ago, I think, and it was a salt scrub and oil massage, and it was unfucking believable. My whole body scrubbed from head to toe, then covered in hot rocks, and then massaged in hot oil. Oh my God, it was just unbelievable. And it's such a lovely thing to just give yourself a couple of hours of just pure treat for you, you know, and whatever treat means. Like, that was great for my body. Astrology blows my mind and I really enjoy it. And having someone talk about me for 2 hours, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do that. Right? Isn't that lovely? So yeah, I like booking into things like that. I like to get insights. It also gives me a lot of emotional energy when I get excited about something. And so sort of every 6 months I'll do something like that. Like, I might talk to a psychic or an astrologist or someone that's just going to give me some insights into me, because that's my job. My job is to learn about me. That's all our jobs, right? We're here to learn about ourselves. And then, oh my God, after, as if astrology is enough, I'm going line dancing. Look out, I'll be getting cowboy boots next. I'm going line dancing. I'm very excited. So my friend Jackie are going and I are going line dancing, and that's going to, I'll be whooping and hollering. So there you go. That's a bloody good week, isn't it? That is a good week. So that is me. I hope you have a lovely week. I hope you've put something in your calendar today that is just for you. And I hope you've also had a good think about your consequences and actions, and what's the action you could take this week that your future self will love you for? What's the action? What is it? I've got a friend and she rolls out of bed and she goes straight onto the floor, doesn't even stand up, and does 10 press-ups. And that's her future self commitment to strength. So she's not even awake. She said she does 5 before she even opened her eyes. I kind of like that. Like, what does your future self want from you? What is that thing that your future self's going to make you stronger, fitter, bendier, more balanced? What is that? I'm going line dancing because it's good for my brain. It'll be lots of fun, right? I don't know what will happen to my bladder. I think I'll wet my pants. It'll be so funny. But it'll be very good for my brain, because while my brain is going, fuck Lisa, go to the left, and then my legs have got to go to the left, and then my brain's going, hang on a minute, your right arm's in the air, like, oh my God, that is good brain gym work, right? All that coordination stuff. Love it. There you go. Happy, happy July. You've made it. You've survived the first 6 months of the year. Congratulations. See you soon.